From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for Friday, October 23rd, 2015. I'm Philip Grant. John Mason is reporting in the Register Star that the owners of the Swiss Hut Inn and Restaurant in Hillsdale have failed in their attempt to stop the construction of a 153-unit hotel complex located at Catamount Ski Area. Two Article 78 proceedings were filed, one appealing a decision by the Copec Planning Board and the other against the town's Zoning Board of Appeals. Both petitions were rejected earlier this month by Judge Richard M. Platkin of the State Supreme Court in Albany. Swiss Hut owners Gert and Cynthia Alber claim the Planning Board failed to mitigate construction impacts from the development, including vibration, noise, dust, light, and visual impacts, impacts to groundwater, and impacts to their business. Platkin ruled the Alpers' desire for strict controls on the construction process did not provide enough reason for the court to intervene. He also cited a groundwater pump test demonstrating the maximum groundwater draw would not have an adverse impact on the aquifer. And the judge also found that the Alpers charged that ZBA attorney Ken Dow had a conflict of interest because he was both the attorney for the town and the planning boards was a, and I quote, baseless claim, end quote. The Alpers attorney, Daniel Tuczynski, said he was reviewing the decision with his clients. You can read that full story in the Register Star. Melanie Lekachevic is reporting in the Greene County News that longtime Coxsackie Town Justice Richard Roberg is retiring after 35 years on the bench. His last day on the job is October the 31st. Roberg said, and I quote, "In these 35 years, I've learned that if you treat people with courtesy and respect, you will get that back. There is mutual respect and understanding," end quote. In addition to adjudicating court cases, Roberg also officiated at more than 300 weddings, including one at the Hudson Athens Lighthouse and another at a ski lift at Hunter Mountain. He was voted Magistrate of the Year by the New York State Magistrates Association in 2010. In addition to serving as town justice, Roberg also taught math and economics at Coxsackie Athens High School for 36 years. You can read that full story in the Greene County News. The Daily Freeman is reporting that unemployment rates in seven local counties were lower in September than in the same month a year earlier, the State Department of Labor reported this week. Columbia County had the region's lowest jobless rate last month at 3.7%, down from 4.3% a year ago. That also was the best in the state among the 24 counties not classified as part of the metropolitan areas. In Greene County, the unemployment rate was 5.2%, down from 6% in October 2014. There were similar decreases reported in Dutchess, Ulster, and Delaware counties as well. Statewide, the job rate in September was 4.8%, a full percentage point lower than a year prior, according to the Department of Labor. Andrew Amlink in Modern Farmer reports about Sky High Farm in Pine Plains, where the produce and meat are donated to New York City food banks. Amlink writes, and I quote, "In 2013, their first year, the farm produced a little less than 2,000 pounds of produce. The following year, they grew 6,000 pounds of produce and about 4,000 pounds of beef. This year, under the guidance of farm manager Sam Rose, they have doubled the farm output, providing about 12,000 pounds of produce, 5,000 pounds of beef, and 3,000 pounds of pork to those in need," end quote. Artist Dan Cohen is applying for a nonprofit status for the farm. He said, and I quote, "I intended only to turn an old barn into a sculpture studio, which I did, but it started to feel wasteful to have all the land, like all it really was something to point at and say, that's mine." You can read that full story in Modern Farmer. And in our final story, Matthew Hamilton in the Albany Times Union reports that out-of-area donors are filling the coffers of candidates who want to take over Chris Gibson's 19th congressional seat in the U.S. House of Representatives. The Kinderhook-based Republican has said he's not running for another term in 2016 and seems to be considering a run for governor in 2018. Republicans Andrew Heaney and John Faso announced early to take over Gibson's seat, and New York Assembly member Pete Lopez just recently announced his intentions to run. In the first quarter of this year, before Lopez announced, Haney raised $643,256 and Faso $624,750. A review by Times Union reporters showed that most of those donors were from outside the district. Haney, a Dutchess County businessman, had 200 donors from outside New York and got $1,000 from Julia Koch, wife of David Koch of the Wichita-based Koch Industries. Basso, a former assemblyman and gubernatorial candidate, got 55 donations from outside the state. You can read that full story in the Albany Times-Union. Today is day 9 of the WGXE Dead Air Pledge Drive. Tune in for special remote broadcast and tune out for special events. Your tax-deductible contribution will help sustain a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement. Thank you for supporting creative community radio in New York's Greene and Columbia counties. Please, donate now. And now for the weather. The National Weather Service in Albany is predicting a sunny day for today with a temperature high near 53 degrees. For Friday night, it will be clear with a low around 28. The forecast for the weekend, well, on Saturday, it will be mostly sunny with a high near 57 degrees. Saturday night, showers are likely, mainly after 2 a.m. It will be mostly cloudy with a low around 44. And on Sunday, showers likely, mainly before 8 a.m. It will be mostly cloudy with a high near 59 degrees. Sunday night, partly cloudy with a low around 36. Sunrise today was at 7:18 a.m., and the sun will set at 6:01 p.m., providing us with 10 hours and 42 minutes of daylight. That's 3 minutes less than yesterday. And that wraps up the WGXE Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for today, Friday, October 23rd, 2015. From the WGXE Newsroom, I'm Philip Graham. Have a good day and a nice weekend.